The following is a presentation of Tomorrow's World.
We all experience stress, but extreme pressures affect the mental and physical health of millions. In a Stress in America survey, the American Psychological Association reported in November 2017, quote, nearly two-thirds of Americans, 63%, say the future of the nation is a very or somewhat significant source of stress, slightly more than perennial stressors like money, 62%, and work, 61%, end of quote. Another major source of stress appeared in this Telegraph report, quote, British teenagers spend more time on the Internet than virtually anyone else in the world, leading them to become more unhappy and susceptible to mental health problems, a new report has found. Nearly one in four pupils in the UK are now considered extreme Internet users, with tens of thousands spending three times longer online than the average dwell time of children living in the rest of the developed world, end of quote. My friends, we need to reverse the causes of mental health problems and unhappiness. Just how can we cope with serious stress and everyday stress? Health experts can give us strategies for coping with stress. And your Bible also emphasizes powerful ways to overcome fears, frustration, anxiety, and stress. In fact, on today's program, we'll be offering a free CD, compact disc, that will help you make vital changes in your life to survive stress. It's titled Vital Keys to Happiness, and it features three Tomorrow's World programs with powerful biblical keys for your physical, mental, and spiritual health. My friends, if you experience such severe stress that it's damaging your health, happiness, and welfare, you need to apply these vital strategies for surviving stress. Stay tuned. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. As we accelerate our technology and pace of life in our 21st century, millions experience increased stress, depression, and physical illness. The Washington Post featured this headline, "Not only are Americans becoming less happy, we're experiencing more pain too." Research by David Blanchflower of Dartmouth College and Andrew Oswald of the University of Warwick examined cross-country data on the experience of pain. In 2011, the International Social Survey Program asked respondents in over 30 nations how often they had experienced bodily aches and pains in the past month. Americans were the most likely to report frequent pain, with 34% saying they experienced it often or very often. The average across all countries surveyed was just 20%. As the U.S. is one of the richest countries in the world, and in principle might be expected to have one of the most comfortable lifestyles in the world, it seems strange, to put it at the mildest, that the nation should report such a lot of pain, Blanchflower and Oswald write. My friends, if you're failing life stress tests, you can turn your life around. On today's program, we'll discuss seven strategies for coping with stress and living a more fulfilling and satisfying life. I will also be offering you an inspiring free CD, compact disc, titled Vital Keys to Happiness. Be sure to write down the contact information to order your free copy. Now let's discuss seven ways to survive our stress. Strategy number one, seek the highest goals in life. Millions of people seek the wrong goals in life. Many set wealth and possessions as the sign of success. The more money, designer clothes, luxury cars, and glittering possessions, the more successful in life they think they are. But your Bible emphasizes greater values in life. Proverbs 8:10, for example. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things one may desire cannot be compared with her. When you seek the true values in life, you can put into perspective the carnal passions that produce stress. True values are revealed in your Bible, and they bring more happiness and satisfaction than selfish pursuits. What are you seeking most in life? One of the most important passages in your Bible discusses the common need for food and clothing. In Matthew, the 6th chapter, the Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth, commented on those of little faith. People were stressed over their physical needs. What did Jesus tell them? Matthew 6, verse 31. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Here we find an awesome truth that many reject. In rejecting that truth, they reject the very solution to their problem. God is the giver of every good and perfect gift, as it tells us in James 1, verse 17. And He has promised to fulfill all our needs in Philippians 4, 19. My friends, you need to listen to what Jesus told those who lacked faith. Read that in your own Bible, Matthew 6, verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. When you set the right priorities in life, you can overcome many worries and anxieties. Strategy number one, seek the highest goals in life. Strategy number two, stop and smell the roses. In our fast-paced life, do you ever stop to take a deep breath? Do you take a moment from your fast pace to smell the roses? You may start your workday stressed in congested commuter traffic. Then with one appointment or stop after another, you may take time for a quick snack for lunch. Soccer moms, as they're called, transport their children from school and one activity to another. Some work two jobs just to keep their heads above financial water. Some are addicted to their smartphone. They lose touch with their environment. Try to take a break to connect with nature. Literally, find a rose bush or other natural beauty to slow the pace and appreciate the marvels of creation. Seek out the glories of heaven if you can see them where you live. Take a break from the fast pace of life to enjoy the creation. Psalm 19, verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. And there are times to stop and pray even a brief prayer in your time of stress. God knows your needs, as it states in Matthew 6. When Jesus gave the outline prayer, or the model prayer, He stated, For your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask Him. Matthew 6, verse 8. But He wants you to ask so you can have a closer relationship with Him. Take the time to stop and pray a moment. God tells us in Psalm 46, verse 10, Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Yes, stop and acknowledge the God of creation. Apply strategy number two. Stop and smell the roses. We'll continue with more vital strategies to the problem of stress in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you this inspiring free audio CD titled Vital Keys to Happiness. This 80-minute CD contains three Tomorrow's World programs, Vital Keys to Happiness, Peace of Mind Through Prayer, and the 7 Laws of Success. You need this vital information. These programs will help you in your study of the Bible and help you cope with the stress in your life. You may even want to share the CD with your family and friends. As stressful times and world conditions worry us, we need to apply these vital biblical keys to happiness, peace, and success. They will help you survive stress and learn how to enjoy peace of mind. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio CD, Vital Keys to Happiness. You can also order this free CD on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free, no cost, no obligation. Call now, 1-800-236-0531. or write to us at the address on your screen, or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. And be sure to go to tomorrowsworld.org/digital. Have a digital subscription sent right to your email inbox, faster than postal mail. Visit us online now.
In the first part of our program, we saw that millions are facing mental and physical health problems because of stress. But with God's help, you can take control of your life and successfully cope with daily stress and even severe stress. We discussed the first two ways to survive stress. Strategy number one, seek the highest goals in life. Strategy number two, stop and smell the roses. Strategy number three is vital. It requires a certain boldness on your part to take advantage of the power and blessings God offers you. Strategy number three for surviving stress is claim God's promises. Your Bible is a treasure house of God's sure and wonderful promises for you. If you have your Bible, turn to 2 Peter 1 and verse 2. The Apostle Peter gives us strong encouragement. He writes to us, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. As His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who has called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us, listen to this, exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." Read that again in 2 Peter 1 and verse 4. God has given us in His Word, the Bible, exceedingly great and precious promises. As you claim these promises in prayer, you can overcome stress and anxiety. I've listed some of these wonderful promises in previous programs, and I encourage you to make your own personal list of God's promises. God has promised to answer our prayers, Matthew 7, verses 7 through 8. He has promised to fulfill all our needs, Philippians 4, verse 19. He has promised to guide our lives, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. He has promised us long life if we honor our father and mother, Ephesians 6, verses 2 and 3. He has promised to give us the desires of our heart if we delight in Him, Psalm 37, verses 4 and 5. He has promised us peace of mind, Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. He has promised us the gift of the Holy Spirit, Acts 2, verse 38, and Luke 11, verse 13. He has promised us the gift of His love, Romans 5, verse 5. And He has promised us eternal life, 1 John 2, verse 25. And there are many, many more promises in the Bible for you and your family and for all human beings on earth, if you will come to God in prayer, in faith, through your Savior, Jesus Christ. Strategy number three for surviving stress is claim God's promises. Strategy number four for surviving stress is plan ahead. When we set goals, we can use stress in a positive way. Let's understand, is stress all bad? Endocrinologist Hans Selye defines stress as the non-specific response of the body to any demand made upon it. We need motivation to be successful in life. Greenberg comments, quote, "The goal of stress management is not to eliminate all stress. We need stressors in our life to make it fun and interesting. Certain stressors also help us to be more productive. Deadlines and rewards for completing tasks, for example, motivate us." Greenberg emphasizes this. Our goal should be to limit the harmful effects of stress while maintaining life's quality and vitality. Can we achieve that goal? We saw earlier the Bible reveals the way to peace of mind. We must choose the greatest priority in life. Matthew 6:33 sets the goal for us. Jesus said, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." My friends, you can have the power of Christ to achieve your goals. For as it states in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, "God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Remember the Apostle Peter's admonition on the day of Pentecost, Acts 2, verse 38. Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You can have this gift, the most valuable gift you could receive. If you've seriously considered biblical baptism, and if you have seriously prayed about making a life commitment, I'd like to encourage you to counsel with one of our ministers. We have representatives in many regions around the world. Just call the number on the screen and request ministerial counseling. You can also write to one of our regional addresses listed in Tomorrow's World magazine, or you can contact us on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. Strategy number 4 for surviving stress is to plan ahead. Our free offer today will help you find that way of abundant living. This inspiring free CD or compact disc is titled Vital Keys to Happiness. This 80-minute CD contains 3 Tomorrow's World audio programs that will help you survive stress. Vital Keys to Happiness, Peace of Mind Through Prayer, and the 7 Laws of Success. As you apply these vital strategies, you can experience the abundant life our Savior promised. With God's help, you can survive stress, cope with stress, and use positive stress for success. Be sure to order your free copy to Vital Keys to Happiness. Call now.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter.
On today's program, we've discussed 4 ways to survive stress. Strategy number 1, seek the highest goals in life. Strategy number 2, stop and smell the roses. Strategy number 3 for surviving stress is to claim God's promises. And strategy number 4 is to plan ahead. Strategy number 5 for surviving stress is pray about everything that worries you. Turn in your Bible to Job 3 and verse 25. Are you what some call in the vernacular a worry wart? Do you let your fears and worries produce emotional and physical stress in your life? The patriarch Job said, "For the thing I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me." Job 3, verse 25. Job expected his fears to materialize. He did not pray about his fears. My friends, you need to acknowledge your fears and worries and ask God for his help. What was the Apostle Paul's solution for anxiety? How do you cope with worry and fearful concern? Let's read this amazing biblical strategy in Philippians 4 and verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. In other words, share your worries, your fears, and your concerns with God in prayer. Do you confront your worries, concerns, and fears? Pray about everything that worries you. Share your intimate thoughts with God. He knows them anyway. Now notice how you pray about everything. Again, Philippians 4, verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. The Apostle Paul says to pray with thanksgiving. Thank God for all your blessings. Thank God for the very privilege of asking for his intervention and for victory over your anxieties. Some of you may be familiar with the old 19th century hymn, Count Your Blessings. Here are some of the words. When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Strategy number 5 for surviving stress is pray about everything that worries you and pray with an attitude of thanksgiving. Thank God that he's willing to help you overcome your anxieties and fears and that he's willing to give you peace of mind. Strategy number 6 for surviving stress is maintain a positive attitude. The Apostle Paul experienced stress, trials, and tribulations. He wrote in 2 Corinthians 11, "From the Jews 5 times I received 40 stripes minus 1. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep. How did he cope with those stresses? He focused on maintaining a positive attitude. Even while Paul was in prison, he wrote encouragement to others. Turn in your Bible to Philippians 4, verse 8. Paul exhorts us to think on these subjects. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you have learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. Think about these things that are true. What is true? Jesus prayed to the Father in John 17:17, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. The Bible, God's word, is truth. Think about these scriptures that are important to you. Read your Bible. Mark, highlight, or underline those verses that mean something special or significant to you. My friends, we must read the Bible. I encourage you to read your Bible every day. God's word will inspire you. It will help clean up your thoughts and mind. As Jesus said in John 15, verse 3, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. What else should you meditate on? Philippians 4 and verse 8 emphasizes whatever things are lovely. Sometimes when I want to counteract stress, I focus on lovely, picturesque scenes that I have seen in my travels. I think of the sunsets I have seen at Clearwater Beach in Florida or North Carolina. I think of lakes and mountains and beautiful rainbows. Meditate on the positive, and you will reduce stress. Strategy number 6 for surviving stress, maintain a positive attitude. We'll discuss the final surprising strategy in the conclusion of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you this inspiring free CD or compact disc, Vital Keys to Happiness. This 80-minute CD contains three Tomorrow's World audio programs that will help you survive stress. Vital Keys to Happiness, Peace of Mind Through Prayer, and the 7 Laws of Success. These three programs will help you in your study of the Bible, and they can help bring true joy to your life and the lives of your family and friends. God wants you to apply these vital biblical keys to happiness and success. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio CD, Vital Keys to Happiness. You can also order this free CD on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses. Call now.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Call now. 1-800-236-0531. Or write to us at the address on your screen. Or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. And be sure to go to tomorrowsworld.org/digital. Have a digital subscription sent right to your email inbox, faster than postal mail. Visit us online now.
We've briefly discussed 6 strategies for surviving stress. In our dangerous world, can we conquer our fears, worries, and anxieties? Yes, we can, with God's help. One cause for stress is selfishness. An abnormal focus on self only adds to the stresses in life. Your Bible emphasizes a simple but profound principle in Acts 20, verse 35. The Apostle Paul experienced many trials in his life, as we saw earlier in the program. But he emphasized this key principle as given by the Lord. I have shown you in every way by laboring like this, that you must support the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Love is an outgoing concern. When we practice a giving way of life, we can survive our daily stresses. This key is a part of the great second commandment stated in Matthew 22, verse 39. you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The seventh strategy for surviving stress is love your neighbor. Perhaps you know the Good Samaritan story. A lawyer correctly answered Jesus' question with the first and second great commandments. But notice Luke 10 and verse 29. But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" After two Jewish individuals ignored the injured pilgrim, a Samaritan helped the injured person, even willing to pay his expenses. Luke 10, verse 36. Jesus asked the lawyer, "So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves?" And he, the lawyer, said, "He who showed mercy on him." Then Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." When we love our neighbors and help those in need, our own stresses diminish and we have a more positive perspective on life. Even if we're personally suffering, we need to do good to others, as it states in 1 Peter 4, verse 19. Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to Him in doing good as to a faithful Creator, or as it states in the NIV. So then those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. Yes, even under stress, God expects us to love our neighbors and to continue to do good to others. On today's program, we briefly discussed seven strategies for surviving stress. Number one, seek the highest goals in life. Number two, stop and smell the roses. Number three, claim God's promises. Number four, plan ahead. Strategy number five, pray about everything that worries you. Strategy number six, maintain a positive attitude. And strategy number seven, love your neighbor. My friends, millions in the world are afflicted with severe stress and anxiety disorders. But you can survive stress. Apply these strategies and thank God for His exceeding great and precious promises. Be sure to request your inspiring free audio compact disc, Vital Keys to Happiness. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World or watch us online at any time. As our world continues to become more dangerous and stressful, you need the encouragement, faith, and truth that come from your Bible. Gerald Weston, Wallace Smith, and I, as well as our guest presenter, Rod McNair, will continue to share with you the inspiring teachings of Jesus Christ, the encouraging good news of the coming kingdom of God, and the exciting end time prophecies and their meaning. So be sure to join us again next week, right here, at this same time.
To take advantage of today's free offer or view today's program now or anytime, go to tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.